This is VOA. I'm Marissa Milton. The Iraqi government says Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has survived an assassination attempt and is unharmed. The government said in a statement released Sunday an explosives-laden drone tried to hit al-Kadhimi's home in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone area. Residents of the Iraqi capital heard an explosion followed by gunfire from the direction of the Green Zone, which houses foreign embassies and government offices. The attack marks a major escalation amid tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Iraqi officials say seven of al-Kadhimi's security guards were injured in the attack. Sierra Leone President Julius Maada Bio said Sunday the West African country must learn from the deaths of almost 100 people killed in a fuel tanker explosion in the capital, Freetown, late on Friday. Bio said after returning from Britain, where he had attended the COP26 climate conference, quote, "We are going to concentrate on helping those who are critically injured right now." The blast happened when a fuel tanker collided with another truck at a petrol station on Friday night. According to witnesses, the flames then spread, burning people in cars and on roads nearby. The majority of the victims were street vendors and motorcyclists, many of whom were caught in the blaze while trying to retrieve fuel leaking from the tanker before it ignited. According to an eyewitness, the National Disaster Management Agency said 98 people were killed and more than 92 taken to hospital after the explosion in an industrial area.